You're listening to SBS News.
Adam Bandt, thanks for joining SBS.
Thanks for having me.
You've had a lot of criticism during the campaign from the major parties around your agenda. What else are you offering the Australian people in this final week?
Look, we're in a cost of living crisis, a housing crisis and a climate crisis. And the major parties have come out with policies that are going to make the housing crisis even worse, according to the experts. They've approved over 30 new coal and gas projects. And meanwhile, under Labor and Liberal, one in three big corporations are paying no tax at all while everyday people are struggling. I think people are realising that we can't keep voting for the same two parties and expecting a different result. And with a minority parliament on the cards, it's a really exciting opportunity by voting Greens to keep Peter Dutton out and to get Labor to act by getting dental into Medicare, by making childcare free and universal, by wiping all student debt, by stopping native forest logging and stopping opening new coal and gas mines, all things that will make a real practical difference and deliver real cost of living relief to people. And I think people are telling us they understand that, look, nothing changes if nothing changes.
They're also expected to cost tens of billions of dollars. The major parties say the budget just can't afford that kind of spending.
Look, at the moment, one in three big corporations pays no tax at all. And the Greens think that when a nurse pays more tax than a multinational corporation, something is wrong. And if we make those big corporations pay their fair share of tax and just start looking at the 0.1% of the top Australian corporations, not small businesses, not medium businesses, but those very big corporations that are making massive profits, well, the Parliamentary Budget Office says we can bring in $577 billion. That'll fund things like getting dental into Medicare, like making childcare free and universal, like wiping student debt. We can, in a wealthy country like ours, everyone should be able to afford the basics. And if we make the big corporations and billionaires pay their fair share of tax, we can do it.
If there is a hung parliament, what will the Greens be asking Labor for in response to providing confidence and supply?
Look, at the moment, already one in three people across the country aren't voting for the major parties anymore. And the commentators are saying that is only going to increase this election, which is why it is likely that there's going to be a minority parliament, which means that neither Labor or the Coalition will have numbers themselves, and they're going to need to talk to the Greens and the crossbench. The Greens have been very clear. We will not support Peter Dutton, but we want to get Labor to act. And we've said we will go into negotiations in good faith and with an open mind. But what we'll be putting on the table is getting dental into Medicare, making childcare free, wiping student debt and taking real action on the climate and environment. Now, look, we understand that we may not get all of those things. Last time there was a minority parliament, the Greens got dental into Medicare for kids, and that's helped 3 million families across the country. And this time we want to finish the job and get it in for everyone. These are real practical things we think we can negotiate with a new Labor government and get done by the end of the year.
Are there any red lines for you, anything that would mean that you would refuse to provide confidence and supply?
Look, our only red line is that we won't support Peter Dutton. Like, Peter Dutton punches down. He is a threat to multiculturalism in Australia. He's all about delivering for the big corporations and billionaires. And so our red line is that we will not support Peter Dutton. But we also have seen Labor fail to act. We've seen rents soar. People are under massive mortgage stress. People are skipping going to the dentist or the doctor because they can't afford it. And meanwhile, Labor's letting one in three big corporations pay no tax, and billionaires have doubled their wealth over the last 5 years. We think to make sure Australia remains an equal society where everyone can afford the basics like healthcare and education and housing, we're going to need to push Labor to do more and tackle the big issues. Because at the moment, to this point, between Labor and Liberal, it's been a battle of the band-aids. They're tinkering around the edges. Neither of them are really tackling the big problems the country is facing. By keeping Peter Dutton out, we can get Labor to act on some of those big issues.
If you lose seats in Parliament and there's a swing against the Greens, why do you deserve to keep your job?
We want to hold the seats that we've got, the three seats in Brisbane, and it's crucial to hold those seats in Brisbane because Peter Dutton's only potential pathway to power runs through Brisbane. And so if we keep Brisbane Green, we keep Peter Dutton out. But we're within reach of winning new seats right across the country.
But Adam Bant, sorry, if you lose seats though, will you have to step down as leader? Do you see that as a test of your leadership?
Well, look, of course, it's my colleagues who get to decide that. I don't set those tests for myself. That is something that my colleagues will get to decide. But look, we're getting a terrific response to our campaigns, our people-powered door-knocking campaigns. People understand that they're going to get a voice in Parliament that's in their corner. And we're getting, as I say, we could be a few short days away from things like getting dental into Medicare and making childcare free. So we'll see what happens on the other side of Parliament. But as things stand at the moment, the feeling is good. And we are really hoping for a result where we can start get one of the most progressive parliaments that Australia has ever seen and deliver some real change while keeping Peter Dutton out.
On reflection, do you think your campaign should have focused less on Gaza and more on the environmental issues that had a broad reach across the country?
Look, well, we've been pushing for years to make the big corporations pay their fair share of tax, to make it so that people can see the GP for free, getting dental into Medicare. We've been campaigning on those now for years and releasing policies a long time ago that we've been out and putting to people and door knocking. And it's been so successful that, in fact, Labor's come around and adopted some of them, like making supermarket price gouging illegal, like tripling the bulk billing incentive. And we've been doing that at the same time as we've been pushing to say that our government needs to do more to stop the invasion of Gaza. And we've been the only ones in Parliament who've consistently opposed the invasion of Gaza and pushed for international law and basic humanity to be respected. I think we can do both at the same time. And I think the Australian people want a government that's not only going to take real action on cost of living and housing and the climate crisis, but is also going to stand up when they see crimes against international law being committed.
The Prime Minister and now the Foreign Minister as well have said the voice is, quote, gone, that they'll respect the vote in the referendum. Is that the right course of action given what happened in that referendum?
This is an utterly devastating and backward step towards First Nations justice and reconciliation in this country. The Uluru Statement from the Heart laid out a roadmap to achieving true justice and reconciliation in this country. And it is as important and valid now as it was when it was written. Look, it is very, very disappointing to see the Prime Minister caving in to a hate-filled culture war from Peter Dutton by throwing the commitment to the Uluru Statement from the Heart overboard. If there's one lesson from the referendum where we saw Peter Dutton spread misinformation, it's that we need a process of truth-telling in this country so that misinformation can be corrected and so that people can come forward and tell what the history of colonisation has meant for them and so that there can be a greater shared understanding. We've got these truth-telling processes in place in states and territories around the country and they're working incredibly well. And the thing about having the truth-telling process now, as was recommended in the Statement from the Heart, is that there's no vote at the end of it. It gives us a chance to bring people in the country together to share information and to share experiences and to lay the foundation for further steps towards it. So, look, the others may be throwing their commitments to First Nations justice and the Statement from the Heart overboard, but the Greens will not. And whatever the outcome of the election, this year the Greens will be proceeding with our bill to establish the Truth and Justice Commission so that we can take further steps to implement the Uluru Statement from the Heart and to achieve First Nations justice in this country. And I hope that after the election we get the support of everyone in the Parliament for our bill.
Adam Bant, we've just got some quick-fire questions from our SBS viewers and readers. The first one is, what's the hardest decision you've had to make during this last term of Parliament?
It's been really hard to watch the government approve over 30 new coal and gas projects. We'd hoped we'd been able to get the government to stop doing that when we were negotiating changes around the climate legislation. The government wouldn't agree to that, but it's something that we're going to pursue again in the next parliament.
So it's hard to capitulate on the measures that you wanted?
Well, as is always the case, when you've got Labor and Liberal backing new coal and gas projects, Greens were able to push and we managed to get amendments that stopped half of the coal and gas projects in the pipeline from being opened. But what's becoming crystal clear by the day is that Labor and Liberal are hell-bent on opening the remaining coal and gas projects. And so we're going to need to redouble our efforts in the next parliament to stop them.
And just finally, are you capable of making significant change in a minority government, given you haven't provided any red lines for support for Labor and you've already acknowledged that you have had to make compromises in the past?
In 2010, the Greens, by being in minority parliament, got dental into Medicare for kids, and that's helped over 3 million families across the country. And look, we wanted to get dental into Medicare for everyone, but we felt that getting dental into Medicare for kids was a really good first step. In this parliament alone, this current parliament, we've got an extra $3 billion for public and community housing, money being spent right now that was never on the table before that's going to make a big difference. We've got extra water flowing for the Murray. We've won people the right to disconnect from work after hours, all significant achievements. So even without there being a minority parliament, we've been able to get some significant outcomes for people and for the planet. And given in a minority parliament, where last time we got dental into Medicare for kids, we think this time we can get it in for everyone.
Adam Bandt, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Anna.